Up in Missouri River NRD, stand for the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Notification of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the inside door of the meeting room. Prior to turning the agenda for today's meeting, I'd like to announce the procedure to be used for this meeting with respect to each agenda item. The directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report with their proposals and recommendations, and the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask the public not interrupt the director's discussion and action. I might add, too, if you're speaking at the microphone, you will have a mask on. Talk directly in the into the microphone so we all, especially those hard of hearing, can understand. With that, quorum call.
Bagley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Grinwald.
Here.
Jack.
Here.
McCormick.
Here.
Here.
Here. I've got excused absences for Bradley and Sapinski. Item 4, adoption of the agenda.
Second.
Moved by.
Mr. Chairman.
Well, hold on. It's been moved by.
Teaser.
Seconded by. Fowler. You have a question? What item is that?
That is for the removal of the NRD policy seven directors' terms in terms of from the board policy.
Oh, I didn't forget anything that was on the PPO committee.
I'm sorry, I made the request for the
It's it was discussed Tuesday at the PPO committee. I'm just telling you what the facts were. Well, it's proper to put it on the PPO committee, so it was.
Because I am a director, I ask for an item that has to do with running of the. It goes with it.
Well, it's
the power that says
The PPO committee policy is well established in the in the meeting. Legal counsel has a comment to say. Refer to Brett.
Good afternoon, directors. To address Director Grinwald's comments, first, the NRD policy has that any amendment to requested amendment to the director's policy go through the PPO subcommittee, which it did on Tuesday. Also, it is on the agenda. If you look at 11A7, it's there.
Thank you, sir.
Roll call on the adoption agenda.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Grinwald.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yes. Begley.
Aye. Chairperson.
Yes. 5, adoption of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Moved by Caesar, seconded by someone over there. Fred Conley. Discussion on the adoption of the consent agenda. Consent agenda. You have a comment? Is there a second to that? It dies for lack of second. It's actually, you know, there's only one item to approve, item 7. On the consent agenda.
Pardon?
It's just routine?
No.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, section two items, there's the... Director can request that something...
Okay, which item do you want removed?
How about we just vote on the approval?
No, which item do you want? You want on item five, it's moved and seconded. Items may be deleted from the consent. Which do you want to delete? Delete what?
Delete approval.
Approval of what?
Approval.
Approval of the minutes. Okay, the approval of the minutes is delete. All right. That's Director, or I'm sorry, Brett.
Yes, so the vote then would be the adoption of the consent agenda, which would be...
Okay. Approve the consent agenda as amended. Roll call.
I'm confused.
Yeah, we're approving the excuse absences.
All right, yes.
Grunwald?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure, yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Bagley?
Aye.
I will.
Yes. Item six, I have here proof of publication of the notice that this meeting is held. Item seven, approval of the minutes. The motion to approve the minutes?
Second.
Who first did? Oh, Tim McCormick, and seconded by Teaser. Any discussion? Director Grunwald.
Thank you, sir. I had made a statement at last board meeting to have what I stated. Your general manager, the state board policy, reflected in the record.
It is in the record.
It is in the record.
I want this.
Yeah, well, it's part of the record.
I want this.
Part of the record. Okay, so you'd like to. Are you requesting that be amended, part of the minutes?
Yes.
Okay, is there a second? Sorry, it dies for lack of a second. Roll call. Back to approval of the minutes.
Okay. Director Grunwald.
Approval of the minutes.
Well,
it became part of the official record when he presented to the Jean Tate, as she recorded. As you know, the minutes are summation, but it's incorporated by reference.
Okay, so you want the page back in?
Yeah, for the record, not for the offline minutes.
But point of order, it failed to include that document in a hot, however long it is in the actual minutes. So it's still in the minutes, it's just not reprinted.
It's in the offline minutes.
So it is in the minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not away, John. It's
you're out of order. You're out of order. Director Grunwald, you're out of order.
Okay.
We're on the middle of a vote, so it's voting on the minutes of last month's meeting.
Yes.
Aye.
Elder.
Yes.
Yes, item 8, agency reports, NRCS written report, and the bowling camp. It's in your binder. It's very brief. So please read that, and I guess if you have any questions, staff, and they can get a hold of Mr. Bonacamp. Moving on to 8. Oh.
We're not voting on anything at this point, so it's just general discussion, but what he's presenting is in the actual record, correct? It's just not in the summary of the minutes, is
correct.
That it? That's but anybody could go back to the record, it would be in the record.
Correct.
So
where is the record?
Where is the record? Okay. So it is part of the permanent record.
It's
just
in the file.
Yeah.
So it's one page that can be part of it.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
That means please hush. Thank you, Director Jeff. We can move on to item B, NARD, Rich Teasley.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARD did meet this last Sunday and Monday up in Norfolk, and obviously the topics that were foremost was the purchase of the building. Our headquarters, as you know, was destroyed in the riots in Lincoln, and we approved a $900,000 loan with Union Bank and Trust in Lincoln, and that's and then some other funds are going to be coming in. However, you see before you, I'm going to make a motion, and the dollar amount was misprinted here. Be it resolved that the district is authorized to contribute $8,000 in financial aid to the NARD Foundations, which has demonstrated a long history of cooperation carrying out projects for the benefit of the district. And the reason I make that motion is because some of the smaller districts, there are a number of districts that haven't done anything, some of the larger districts, us being one of them, but some of the smaller districts that have a very small valuation. Lower Loop gave $5,000, Twin Flat $3,000, Lower Big Blue $4,300, South Platte $4,000. In addition, we have the NARD staff, the staffers themselves threw in $1,600 out of their own pockets. And then there are individual directors are making donations of between $100 and $300, and I intend to make a donation to the NRD, my wife and I. But I am asking that this NRD contribute $8,000 in financial aid to the NARD. Now, one of the reasons why we can afford to do this is because we're not sending large groups to the annual conferences where we have registration fees, meals, hotels, travel expenses, per diems. And so really, we're not really out that much. We're just making up some of the revenue that they would have lost had we been able to attend. So I do make that a formal motion, sir.
I'll second that.
It's been seconded by Director Fowler. Any comments from the public? Staff? Directors? I'd like to, Director Weeks, go ahead.
Now, is this a continual problem every year?
No, we had a fire, and our whole building got destroyed. Mm-hmm. And so we're just trying to borrow money and get money donated so we get back into operation. Right now, the NARD is virtually working out of the employees' homes.
Because my question is, if it's something that, if there's a need for this quite often or whatever, maybe we could have a separate fund.
Well, we are billed every annually a amount of money. We, being the largest NRD, our dues are actually the largest in the state. But this is in addition to the dues because of the fact they lost revenue from us this particular year. So that's the purpose of this motion.
And I might add the abandoned Kearney, it's a fundraiser for the foundation, which I'll give scholarship. He didn't say that. It provides scholarships for those interested in the natural resources field. So we hopefully whoever gets those scholarships get involved with natural resources
and then
to make the state great.
And then additionally, that the foundation could give money to the districts if they need money to buy equipment, and they can move. They have the ability to move that money around a little bit, so they can buy some typewriters and computers and printers and whatnot. And so it's a good cause, and I think it's only fair, in my opinion. So
for those of you who attended the Kearney Conference, they have an auction, and when you buy things from that auction, it goes to the foundation.
It goes to the foundation, yes.
So you didn't have to buy anything because you didn't attend. That's another consideration for any other discussion?
What did they do with the old office space?
The building's being destroyed.
The building's been destroyed.
It's going to be bulldozed.
It's not going to be rebuilt?
It may be rebuilt, but we don't own the building. We lease the second floor. The owner is destroying it, and we don't know what they're going to do with it. And if they do rebuild it, it'll probably take 3 years.
Roll call. Yes.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Wheat.
Yes.
Craig.
Aye.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Winwald.
Yes.
That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, everybody.
Item C, and Natural Resource Commission, Larry Bradley is unable to be here. John, did he leave you any notes?
No, he's just going to report.
And that hasn't been officially
announced yet.
But
we have to vote on it,
Thank you. Item D, National Association Conservation Districts. Tim Fowler.
Mr. Chairman, nothing really earth-shattering other than they have canceled the conference that was going to be in down Louisiana due to COVID. We'll still have our program meetings. My urban grant program will still have our people get together via Zoom meetings. Hold on, we'll have to skip a year of it due to COVID.
Thank you. As you know, once we usually send a director down or over, wherever it is, up to that conference. But again, we'll be not doing that other than whatever Tim has to incur from his duties as a representative.
Yeah, but one of the things they talked about at the NARD was the fact that the NACD generally loses money on their annual get together, and they were really. This New Orleans thing was going to be what they thought was going to be the first real money maker for them, and then goes to hell in a handbasket. So,
safety first.
Item E, legislative report.
Mr. Chair. Do you know if they're going to be doing a Zoom meeting or something like that?
They haven't said actual Zoom, or it might be another platform. That's being decided by staff up in D.C. right now.
There's a report. Groshen, Jim? Is that right? Did I pronounce it right?
Actually, it's Grotran. If you don't mind, I can take my mask off. I have not figured out how to not to let my glasses fog over. So. If anybody figures that out, they'll be a genius, I think. So, anyway, Jim Grotran, I have the pleasure of representing Catalyst Public Affairs this afternoon. I know normally Tim Gay is before you, but he had a conflict and was not able to make it. I've been with Catalyst for about a year. Hi, Fred. How are you? Known Fred a long time. And you should have our written report in your packet, along with the calendar of the upcoming long session of the legislature. I'll do my best not to regurgitate the whole report back to you, to give you a chance to ask me any questions. But lots happened since the last time we were before you. We had an election. And as noticed in the first paragraph, there were several members of the body reelected that are in the district, in addition to a few new faces. So incumbents were Carol Blood, Tony Vargas, Lou Anne Lenihan, and they all won their reelection bids. And the newcomers to the legislature that are in your district are John Kavanaugh, Terrell McKinney, Rich Pauls, Rita Sanders, and Jen Day. You might be reading that the Carol Blood race and the Jen Day race came down to just a few votes. My understanding is they're still counting provisionals and possibly some late military ballots. Whether or not that'll turn either one of the races, we'll certainly let you know as soon as we find out. But we're not, you never know. As of right now. As we mentioned, should all the results stand, the legislature now has 32 Republicans and 17 Democrats, with Senator McAllister being a pretty independent Republican vote. Never always quite for sure where he's going to be at, which is his prerogative. But Senator McAllister has always been very supportive of your particular issues, particularly this last year as he signed on to Senator Lindstrom's bill, LB 242, to allow turn back to some of the sales taxes. In the meantime, Tim and John met with Senator Mike McDonald regarding his legislative resolution 333 to possibly place one or more of the reservoirs of the Platte River and tributaries for purpose of flood control, energy, et cetera. But we're not aware of a hearing being set for that LR yet. And as soon as there is one, we'll make sure to loop you in and make you aware of exactly what might be going on with that particular hearing. As far as leadership goes, because there will be the start of a new legislative session and a new long 90-day session at the beginning of the biennium, so committee chairs can switch and so forth, and there were a lot of folks that were term-limited out. Senator Bossaman, as we noted, he's rumored to run for chair of Natural Resources, but Senator Hughes, who's been chair, is interested in the exec board seat, which would not allow him to continue his chairmanship. But Senator Gregert actually has submitted a letter indicating his interest in chairing Natural Resources. And he has a pretty extensive background in it and would be pretty reasonable. Senator Dan Quick, who's been a supporter of the entity's issues, did lose to Ray Aguilar, a gentleman who was in the body several years ago, and he ran again, and he was able to beat Senator Dan Quick. Dan Quick was always a reasonable voice in the body. He was a Democrat, but always found him to be a good listener and so forth, and some of us will probably miss Senator Quick as a result. Legislature begins January 6th, 2021. Chairman elections will take place during those first few days of the session. And it's not a secret that Senator Mike Hilders has a strong interest in serving as the next speaker of the legislature. But that, of course, that's all yet to be determined once the legislature convenes. So that's the highlights from our report. Do you have any questions for me that I'd be glad to answer? Yes.
If I can, to your question earlier, if you're tired of having your glasses fogged up when you wear a mask, here's a tip from a friend of mine. Fold a Kleenex or long piece of toilet paper, put it in the bridge of your nose, pinch a metal bridge on the mask for sealing purposes, and you'll be fog-free. There you go.
That has a lot of value. I will share that. Thank you very much. Yes, yes. So, anything else?
Who did you say the speaker would be?
Possibly Mike Hilders from Lincoln. He just won re-election, and he's been chair of the exec board. He's an attorney, and find him to be a pretty good broker within the body itself already in the role he's been playing. Has a lot of respect. I think he probably would serve the body well, and if he were to become speaker. Oh, yes, I'm glad you asked. Senator Mike Flood is returning to the legislature. He ran unopposed. And for some of us have known Senator Flood for a long time, or maybe some of you have worked with him when he was in the body previously. He's going to be a welcome member of the legislature, just as a few of the other senators that had served and have come back when things were different in terms of the way they did business. And I think he'll probably be immediate voice of reason at times. I would sure love it if he would come on natural resources, because he'd be great to work with.
Do you have insight?
I don't think Senator Flood, if the question was speaker, I don't think Senator Flood's going to jump right in and speaker. I think you'll see him probably, this is speculation, but I think knowing him like I do, I think you'll see him coming in, trying to have a strong presence on a particular committee. I wouldn't be surprised if he got lobbied by some members of the body to actually take a chairmanship or at least compete for a chairmanship, but there aren't going to be many available. But he'll be a strong and influential voice on whatever committees that he serves on. But I don't think he's going to try to compete with Senator Hilders. Yep. Good question.
Have any insight on why Rich Paul's left a cush job with the city council for the pay cut down in Lincoln?
You know, good question. Rich served the body well when he was in the first time, and I bet Rich believes he can make a contribution to the legislature and maybe some issues that are coming up, whether or not maybe they're tax issues or so forth. He had a passion for some of those things in addition to education because of his background. But other than that, I'd only be speculating. I know I'll be glad to be seeing Rich again. Right. But between Tim and I, who served with him, we have a good and long history with Senator Pauls again.
Thank you for your report.
Okay, thank you very much, and it's a pleasure to represent you, and we'll continue to keep you in the loop and work closely with John.
Thank you. Before we move to item 9, I forgot to mention the annual report. You all have a copy of the NARD. I paged through it before the meeting, and it's full of good information. Please note the calendar on the back. If vaccine is here, if COVID goes under control, and blah, blah, blah. But there's some dates on the back to consider. Item 9, public hearing on land acquisition, West Papio Regional Basin Number 1, John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll call the public hearing at 4:28. The third item on the agenda is evidence approved publication of the hearing notice, which I have here. Item 4 is the explanation of the purpose of the hearing, and I will turn that over to Brent Meyer, Hush Blackwell.
Thank you, General Manager Winkler. This hearing is being conducted in compliance with Nebraska Revised Statute 2504. At this hearing, the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District will explain the nature and necessity of the West Papillion Regional Base Number 1 project and for the reasons for selecting this particular location. Each owner of property to be acquired by the district has the right to be represented by an attorney and negotiate and accept or reject the offer made by the district for the proposed acquisition. At this hearing, the district will hear and consider any objections from any person. Thank you.
Grant, agenda item 5 is the identification of the exhibits. Exhibit 1 is the agenda itself. Exhibit 2 is approved publication of hearing notice in the Omaha World Herald, October 29th and November 5th, 2020. Exhibit 3 is a preliminary site map of West Papio Region Basin Number 1 project. Exhibit 4 is a map of land acquisition area for West Papio Region Basin Number 1. Exhibit 5 is the October 26, 2020 public hearing notice sent to landowners certified mail. Exhibit 6 is a list of landowners mailed public hearing notice. And Exhibit 7 is the certified mail return receipts for public hearing notice mailed to landowners. Agenda item 6 is explanation of the purpose and scope of the project, and I'll turn that over to Marlon Peterman.
Good afternoon. The West Papio Regional Basin Number 1 project is a project of the Papio Missouri River Natural Resource District, and it's proposed to be constructed generally in the location of 180th and Fort Street, and that is shown on the map on the screen. Is there any way you can turn, you can expand that to show it or shrink it to show it all on one? Yeah, there we go. So 180th and Fort is kind of the upper right-hand corner there. North is kind of up. The purpose of this project is to provide public flood control and recreation for the Papillion Creek watershed in the Omaha metropolitan area of eastern Nebraska. This location was chosen to maximize the controlled drainage area in the watershed. For this project, it's necessary to acquire property for the construction, operation, and maintenance of the regional flood control dam and reservoir. The area shown in the dark red on that map is the area to be acquired, and the district does own a portion of this property where the reservoir would be located. The district proposes to acquire fee simple title to and or permanent and temporary easements in, on, over, and across lands required for the WP1 project. The district is currently anticipating acquisition of approximately 66 acres of property for this project. WP1 will be a public lake with public access. There will be a recreational element associated with the project. It is envisioned at a minimum for a trail to be located around the reservoir, restroom facilities and picnic shelters to be installed, and for the lake to support fish habitat.
Marlon? Exhibit 7, or excuse me, agenda item 7 is received testimony and statements from the public. Is there anybody that would like to provide any statements on the project? If so, this is the time. Second time, does anybody would like to provide any statements or testimony from the public? Okay. And third and final time, anyone? Okay. Seeing no one, we will close the hearing at 4:33 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Good. Item 10, public hearing on land acquisition from the West Papua Regional Basin Number 2. John Winkler. Point you, hearing officer.
Call the hearing to order at 4:34 p.m. Evidence of proof of publication of the hearing notice is here and part of the exhibits. Agenda item 4, explanation of purpose of the hearing. Brent Meyer, Hush Blackwell.
General Manager Winkler, this hearing is being conducted in compliance with Nebraska Revised Statute Section 25-2504. At this hearing, the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District will explain the nature and necessity of the West Papillion Regional Basin Number 2 project and the reasons for selecting this particular location. Each owner of the property to be acquired by the district has the right to be represented by an attorney and to negotiate and accept or reject the offer made by the district for the proposed acquisition. At this hearing, the district will hear and consider any objections from any person. Thank you.
Thank you, Brent. Agenda item 5 is identification of the exhibits. Exhibit 1 is the agenda. Exhibit 2 is approved publication of the hearing notice October 29th and November 5th, 2020 in the Omaha World Herald. Exhibit 3 is a preliminary site map of West Papio Region Basin Number 2 project. Exhibit 4 is the map of the land acquisition area for West Papio Regional Basin Number 2. Exhibit 5 is the October 26, 2020 public hearing notice sent to landowners certified mail. Exhibit 6 is a list of landowners mailed the public hearing notice. Exhibit 7 is the certified mail return receipts for public hearing notice mailed to landowners. Agenda item 6 is the explanation purpose of the scope of the project. Marlon Peterman.
West Papio Regional Basin number 2 is located near 180th and Giles Road in Sarpy County, Nebraska. The purpose of this project is to provide public flood control and recreation for the Papillion Creek watershed in the Omaha metropolitan area of eastern Nebraska. This location was chosen to maximize the controlled drainage area in the watershed. The entire project is shown here on your screen. For this project, it is necessary to acquire property for the construction, operation, and maintenance of the regional flood control dam and reservoir. The district proposes to acquire fee simple title to and or permanent and temporary easements in, over, and across lands required for the WP2 project. You might go to the next map. Back to that map. Yeah. This map shows that area. The district is currently anticipating acquisition of approximately 44 acres of property for this project. WP2 will be a public lake with public access. There will be a recreation element associated with the project. It is envisioned at a minimum for a trail to be located around the reservoir, restroom facilities, and picnic shelters to be installed, and for the lake to support fish habitat.
Peterman. Agenda item 7, receive testimony and statements. Is there anyone that would like to provide any statements or testimony regarding this project? Mr. Armbrust, did you? Mr. Armbrust, could you come up here, please, so people can hear you? Thank you. And state your name and address for the record, please. Thank you, sir.
Well, I'm Art Armbrust, and I'm one of the owners or manager of the property, which is part of our...
Could you say your address, please?
Our family, Armbrust Family One, LLC, and I'm in favor of the project. I think it'd be a good thing for the area and for Omaha and Sarpy County, so... I think I'd like to see you go ahead and get the dam built. It's land there is getting rather expensive. I just had an offer for the property of $55,000 per acre. And so the sooner you can buy it, well, I think the better deal you'll make. Anybody have any questions?
I'm sorry?
Have any questions of me?
John Winsler, the hearing officer. John, continue with any comments, if you will. Or.
There is a small piece of property down at the bottom of your map there, which is not included, which I think should probably be included in the project because it this kind of leaves me with a small area which is between the dam and the Celebrity Homes development, and so it would be hard for me to do anything with that, so right. I think that should be included in the...
That's south of the colored line, shaded?
Circular piece down at the corner.
Above right. Where you were, John.
Right there?
Above that.
Yeah, right... Oh,
okay. Otherwise, I think that would make a good recreation area, so I think it should be included in your purchase if you go ahead with this.
Well, thank you.
We couldn't decide that right now, but as we develop this project, we'll certainly take that under advisement.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. It's happened before.
Oh, my address? I live near Gretna, 9299 South 240th Street.
Okay.
It's kind of northwest of Gretna on River Road there. So.
Okay.
Anything else?
No. Appreciate you coming. I certainly do.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would want to provide testimony or comments on this project? Third and final time, is there anyone that would like to provide any comments or testimony on this project? Seeing none, we will adjourn the hearing at 4:41 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Great. Item 11, subcommittee report. 11A, PPO, Director Fred Conley.
That the minutes of the November 10th, 2020 meeting of the Program Projects and Operations Subcommittee accepted and incorporated these minutes in the following recommendations. 11A1, Policy 16.7, Dominic Water Foundation Playground. Recommendation of the General Manager Walter's family to provide $105,000 cost share for the purchase and installation of a new playground facility, resulting in a cost contribution from the district. Dom's part that the Board of Directors waived the procurement process for acquiring the playground equipment and installation. Policy 15.1.
Any public comments on that? Is anyone here in the Dom family? Staff, any additional comments? Directors? I'd like to add, it's very heartwarming to see the family here. Heart-wrenching and heartwarming. I think of the many things that we approve when we build dams, et cetera, for flood control, for protect everyone. This is... It gives me a good feeling because I'm going to vote yes, of course, and I hope everyone else does. And that playground gets the use that a Dom could have used as well. So with that, roll call.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yes.
Begley.
Aye.
Conley.
Aye.
Bowser.
Yes.
Grenwald.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Shepard.
Yes.
7A2, bid received for grade control structure PJ12A. Recommendation of the general manager be authorized construction for the construction of pigeon. Our general manager approval.
Any public comments? Staff, directors? Call?
Yes.
Weiss.
Aye.
Conley.
Aye.
Eller.
Yes.
Grenwald.
No.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
And Shepard.
Yes.
7A3, Papio Watershed PL 566 site S-21, completion of federal. Watershed site S-1. Subject to changes being necessary.
Any public comments? Yes, no. I don't know if there's any public out there, by the way. But staff, directors, roll call.
Aye.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Grenwald.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
And Shepard.
Yes.
Item 11A4, the bridge substructure repair bids. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized with JJK Construction in the amount of $132,074.18. Structure repair project, subject to changes.
Public comments. Directors. Roll call.
Beckley.
Aye.
Conlon.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Greenwald.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Peter.
Yes.
Wheat.
Yes.
Item 11A5, West Douglas County Trail Construction Contract Bid. Recommendation of the following resolution. Whereas there has been signed by the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District, 7th day of August 2011, and the state providing for the construction of a federal aid project to the following location, Western Douglas County Trail. And whereas in the above agreement, the Papio Energy has pledged sufficient funds to whereas the above mentioned agreement provided that the Papio NRD will pay costs. Specifications on October 15th, 2020. And whereas the following contract is for the items of work listed have no bidder to whom the contract reported. Graham Construction, Inc., Omaha, Nebraska. Brady Concrete. General item, $6,076,628. Therefore, in consideration of the above facts, if for any reason the Federal Highway Administration rescinds, limits its obligations, or defers payment, the FUNRD hereby agrees to provide the necessary funds to pay for all costs incurred and in the event such federal funds are allowed to pay. The FUNRD in the selection of the above mentioned contractor for the items of work listed to whom the contract should be awarded. Three. Project. Item 4. The Papio NRD hereby authorize the general manager to sign the contract for work on behalf of the Papio NRD. By 2021.
Oh, stop.
We're on a roll.
Subcommittee so moves. Okay, any public comments? Staff, directors, Jack. Yeah, Jeff, you got to raise your hand higher sometimes.
All I can do.
Well, just a question. In as much as this is like $700,000 over the original estimate just from 6 or 7 months ago, how is this budgeted according to how is this budgeted then? Is it something that we divide into three different years, or is it all coming up?
Eric's out there. If any, do you want to address that?
Okay.
Yep. So the NRD reimbursement to the NDOT will come in a few different fiscal years. We do have $950,000 of our contribution in the current year. We are expecting $950,000 next year. We have requested that the final reimbursement be after July 1st, 2022, which would mean it would be in our fiscal year 2023. And so the additional cost is expected to be into that next fiscal year, so it would not change either the next 2 years.
And we just added into the following and one more year yet. Then.
That's right. And we have not heard final confirmation from NDOT on that, but based on the timeline of the construction and the expected timeline to complete the paperwork during the closeout session, we expect that it will be in that area. So we're hoping that NDOT will work with us to come up with that, reimbursement plan. If not, we would work to probably distribute the funding over, well,
I guess we would need to see if there's additional funding available this year, because something else doesn't move forward, or then probably budget for next year. But the expected timeline is into that next fiscal year, 2023.
So there's no more money this year or next year, but we're just adding it on to the fall.
That is the expected plan.
All right, thank you.
Director Tim McCormick.
Project will be completed in 2021.
In calendar 2021, yes. The timeline from the contract is expected to be about the end of 2021, which means in our fiscal year 2022. But yes, I would expect the contract.
That is the 2022 budget at that point.
That's right. Yes. But yes, about November of 2021 is the date that's listed.
And those budget payments are still going to fall short of this overrun.
The budget currently includes money in 21. We had planned to budget in 2022 for an additional $150,000. We haven't done that budget yet. We will in the spring of next year. And so we could adjust next year's budget, but that's a decision we'll have to make on funding availability in the spring of 2021 for the 2022 budget. We would rather probably stretch it to that third year if we can.
Teaser, you had your hand up.
Well, I was a young man when this thing started. I mean, John Winkler was still in college.
That's so,
right. I'm just tickled to death to see this thing finally get put to bed and.
Yep.
Go on.
Thank you, sir. Just.
I'm sorry. Say again.
Things are not good in the economy yet. Unsettled. My question to you gentlemen is this. Is it time to say no?
Director Teaser.
Eric, refresh my memory, but if we filed out of this program, we still got to pay $1 million. Give me that dollar amount again, would you?
Yeah, that's correct. The original agreement from 2006 says that we would reimburse any cost expended that if the project is not completed. Current number there is several hundred thousand dollars that we would owe back to NDOT, a federal funding that has been spent on design, land rights acquisition so far. I don't have a specific number. It's on the order of $1 million that we would owe back if we do not construct the project.
Any other comments? Roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Greenwald.
Yes.
Corman.
Yes.
Easer.
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. Item 11A6, FY 2021 Long Range Implementation Plan. Recommends that the proposed fiscal year 2021.
Thank you. Any public comments? Staff and Eric, thanks for not reading this. Directors, roll call.
Yes.
Greenwald.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Lee.
Yes.
Gagley.
Aye.
Conley.
Aye.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Item 11A7, request to remove policy 2.7, directives, terms of directives. That was taken by the second.
All right. Item 11B, FEL.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, events of the November 10th, 2020 meeting, the FEL subcommittee are hereby accepted, incorporated into these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. One, land acquisition of Crample Lake Hubbard and Fiddler Creek Water Main Extension Project. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute the proposed agreement with Anderson Farms, Inc. for the purchase of 0.23 acres of land for Crample Lake Hubbard and Fiddler Creek Water Main Extension Project pump station, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval to form by District Legal Counsel. I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Staff, directors? Roll call.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Beezer.
Yes.
Weed.
Yes.
Edwards.
Aye.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Dan.
Yes.
Item 2, accounting software recommendation. The GM be authorized to execute a contract with BSNA software in an amount to exceed the amount of $69,825, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and to approval informed by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments on the accounting? Staff, did you say much, too much last Tuesday, Kerry? Directors.
What's the difference between this?
John,
I'm sorry, sir. I couldn't hear you.
The main difference between what we have and what this one is, other than the fact they're not going to support it anymore, some other things.
Well, yeah, basically we'll get a lot of features that are given for the 21st century. We'll be able to do electronic invoice approvals, which would have been really convenient with all the remote work everyone's been doing out of the office. It has better fixed asset tracking. There are some things we might be able to implement in future. They have an integrated utility billing module that's not included in this update, but none of us like what we're using for rural water now, so we could look at that in the future. I think overall it's a move we've probably needed to make for a while. We currently host our own data, and we will continue to host our own data. Yes, Bill keeps off-site backups as well, but it's up to us. No, we'll continue to host our own data. It's installed on our servers. They will convert our data for us, but they don't retain it. Ideally. Yes.
Any other public comments? Director comment, Director Weiss.
One time we had talked about a breakdown on all these pricings. Do you still have that
breakdown?
What we're looking at here is just a total cost of 60, just under 70,000. I think
the contract was.
Yeah, did we ask to have that broken out a little bit?
On this one, not on this. I think we talked about whether or not it's able to break down the cost of individual projects. In other words,
right.
Explained it way over my head on Tuesday that it should be able to do that, yes.
On Tuesday's minutes, there's a breakdown of the cost of this particular contract, if that's what you're...
It's tough for me to digest that number.
$69,000?
There's just nothing in between it.
I'm going to put that perspective of what we're paying currently versus...
Well, so the cost of software is $60,000.
I think we posted the contract, didn't we?
Yeah. So they're not going to break out each individual software into an individual cost. That is the cost of the software for us to acquire. Then there's the cost of training, if they house training, which they won't be able to because of travel restrictions. Also, maintenance costs, yearly maintenance costs, which we will be able to cut in half of the new system over the old, which will pay for the new system. Those are the only breakdowns that they give. The contracts in your book if you want to see.
And forgive me for my ignorance, because I'm a chief tablet number two pencil guy.
So,
but, you know, now, what are the benefits to doing this versus what we already have?
Our current solution is discontinuing payroll support completely at the end of June, so we have to switch to something. I was hoping we could do this in a couple years, but it's now.
How long is this going to last?
I'm hoping as long as I do. I would say at least 15 years.
I guess what I'm trying to ask is, how long will this program thing last?
The company's been around since 1987 doing the same thing. So they're pretty stable.
They're not going to come out and say, you got to have this version now. And
any updates of that nature would be included in the maintenance cost. The licenses are perpetual. Yes.
Back in on the maintenance contract. Questions as technology. Federal guidelines and state guidelines change, and they have to tweak it. That's all algorithms that the software developers come up with, and that's part of the maintenance. Yeah.
Again, I'm ignorant, but I had questions, so I guess I'm good with that.
Have you updated Windows 10 yet?
Windows 7 is going away.
So it's if I might draw the analogy, that's kind of, is that fair to say? Windows 7 is gone.
We're going more like 98 to 10, but yes.
I'd like to, just before we vote, what was Jack's last name?
God.
Huh? When I first got on the board, Jack would be the accountant back there, and I'm just amazed how far we've come in the most positive way. In the old days, Rich remembers it better than I do. But even though 69, it's a good chunk of money, but as far as what this district needs to do and has to do to keep up, I think it's a great investment. We've come a long way, and that's due to your workmanship, too, and your staff. So thank you. With that, roll call. What?
Well, we capture it now as the invoices come in. I'm not sure what you'd like to see. Progress on a contract or overall project cost?
Currently, you have that ability, I believe. I read something on some emails last month or whatever it was, that you have the ability to track it and you can, on project costs and projects completed. So I would assume you're not going to lose any of that ability with this new system?
No.
Okay. I think that's what you're trying to ask. Mm-hmm. In other words, we're not going to lose anything we have right now. Okay.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yes.
Stegland.
Aye.
Conlin.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Ridlong.
Item 3, West Happier Trail Drainage Improvements, Land Rights for City of Omaha. Recommendation of GM be authorized to execute a proposed right-of-way lease and license agreement with the City of Omaha for West Happier Drainage Improvements, subject change deemed necessary by the GM in approval to form by District Legal Counsel. I so move.
Public comments? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Weeks.
Yes.
Bedlin.
Aye.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Grunwald.
Yes.
Item 4, Granite Falls North Sanitary Sewer and Storm Sewer Easements for Big Elk Lake. Recommendation of the GM be authorized to execute the proposed temporary construction easements, permanent storm sewer and drainage easement, and permanent sanitary sewer easement at Big Elk Lake to the Grand Falls North SID number 312 of Sharpie County, Nebraska, subject to deemed necessary by the GM manager and the approval as to form by District Legal Counsel. I so move.
Any comments from the public? Staff, directors? All.
Yes.
Begley. Aye.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Grunwald.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
And Shepard.
Yes.
Item 5, sale of Prairie Queen surplus land. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a purchase agreement with Invest CRE LLC for the sale of 27.17 acres in the amount of $2,010,000. Subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and GM and approval to form by District Legal Counsel. I so move.
Any comments from the public, staff, directors? Roll call.
Weeks.
Yes. Aye.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Grunwald.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Yes.
Item 6, WP6-02015564400 and WP7-02015574400 professional services accounts over 110%. Recommendations that the accounts for WP6 and WP7 professional services on the aforementioned numbers each be allowed to exceed the budget amount up to $186,000. I so move.
Public comments. Staff, directors. Roll call.
Begley.
Aye.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Grunwald.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Item 12, Treasurer's Report, Director Tim Fowler.
Chairman, items A through J are, I will take all inclusive and be resolved that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes. I so move.
A second. Second by Fred Conley. Public comments? Staff, directors, Director Grunwald.
Thanks, sir. Treasurer, budget. A payment of my
as far as I know, they were not in there. As far as I know, it was not established in there for me to sign, so I did not see it.
Did you fill out a W-4? That's a yes or no. No, it's a yes or no. We're talking about Treasury report. You brought up a point of his monthly report.
I will make my position known because you're on to something here. I really do.
No, because otherwise it would not be in the Treasury report. That's my only question. It's put in perspective of this particular report.
To stable out or
it's a yes or no question.
We're doing treasurer's report.
Okay. The treasurer responded, no, it was not in there. Any other comments on the treasurer's report?
Pardon? I'm saying it's just to reiterate, you're telling me the answer is no because of?
I have not received anything to sign for that.
And who is responsible?
Again, point of order.
Again, this is.
Yeah.
No, you're the guy that's in charge. What we're asking here is you and the chairman. I believe you asked if I had a W-4 signed.
Mr. Chair, point of order. This discussion should not be taking place. He has the floor. He should be making his comments.
Actually,
we should be voting.
No, it's a.
The question was no.
The answer is no. So.
So my follow-up question.
You allowed one.
This is about informing the board of issues. Okay. Cancellation is correct.
I'm sorry. I'm going to defer to General Counsel on this to respond.
Are you
calling? He did. No, he called a point of order.
And I'll call the questions also.
I'll second that.
Okay, the question was called to cease debate on the Treasury report. Roll call. The question's been called. Roll call on ceasing debate. Yes or no? You're asked to vote. Yes or no? We're calling the question. You have to vote yes, no, or abstain, whatever you want to do.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, roll call on the treasurer's report. We're back to square one.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry, are you here?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Weiss.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Tim Fowler. Item 13, legal update.
No legal update.
Brent. 14, chairperson's report. A couple of things. I was remiss on Tuesday. Ted Japp, Semper Fi, happy birthday. I knew you were a Marine, is that correct?
No.
Oh, I thought I saw a Marine jacket or hat.
I did. That's for my son-in-law.
Okay. Well, wish your son-in-law belated happy birthday. Marine Corps birthday is November 10th, by the way, so put that in reference. Yesterday was Veterans Day. My belated appreciation to the vets. I would like, in one day absent of veterans, to have those veterans please stand up so we can acknowledge you for one day late. Any veterans in this group, please stand up for a quick acknowledgement of your service to our country. And I can't see out there, but thank you very much for a belated Veterans Day wish, I guess, that your service is definitely appreciated by myself and I'm sure many, many others. So I wanted to get that expressed as well. Congratulations to the winners, Patrick Bennett, Phil Davidson. I can't see, are they out there or not? No. For the two vacancies, again, we had three unopposed. Congratulations. Goodbye to those that will be leaving us, Director Weiss. Director Grunwald, next month will be it. But thank you for your service. Toys for Tots. Every year for our December meeting, I try and remember to bring a toy. There's a collection box up here, and the NRD has been taking part of that, I think, since it started. And with that, Gene provided a calendar, gave to everyone, I hope, right? Have you got the calendar? Huh? Yeah, email that to us. It's a holiday calendar for Papio NRD Food Drive, Toys for Tot. It's collected until December 4th. That will be before our next meeting. You can stall. We'll give new toys even a few days late. Okay, so next subcommittee meeting, December, I don't have the date in front of me. Yeah, I do. It's right there, December 8th. Bring a new toy unwrapped. It goes into a box, and they distribute it. The holiday sweater, Eric Williams, he's still here. He'll make a donation for every employee who wears a ugly sweater on four dates. Now, Eric, can I take one of me selfie and send it to you? Will that count? Probably not. But that's a commendable effort, Eric, so thank you for that. With that, General Manager's report.
Chairman, some sad news. Our Sawyer, our education owl, passed away after 3.5 years. He's originally got here. He was struck by a car going about 65, so he's lucky he lasted probably as long as he did. But it was a great education. All the schools loved him. The kids loved him. So we're hoping to get a replacement for him sometime in the future. As indicated by Chairman Thompson, congratulations to all the election winners, and thanks, everybody, for running. Putting yourself out there for obviously not a lot of pay and a lot of criticism sometimes, but we appreciate your service, not only to the district but to those that ran as well. Also, congratulations to Tom Pleiss and the maintenance department. They got a glowing report again from the Corps of Engineers when they inspect this facility. I think some other entities would love to have that report, but the Corps is very impressed with what they do here in keeping this facility so nice and up to date and maintenance. So we appreciate all those guys' efforts. Also, we'd like to thank the Bennington Skills USA chapter for their volunteer cleaning up the Prairie View Lake area. And we attached a photo, but they do that every year, and they do a great job. And it was very timely this year, obviously, as our rec area's got a lot more use with the pandemic. They were a little, they need a little more TLC, and so the Bennington Skills class helped us do that. Just an update, so we always look for constantly ways to improve efficiency here. Also, we're always looking for ways to save money. So the recent vehicle purchase for the Jeep that's going to replace the project manager's vehicle, we received an extra $3,000 rebate from the manufacturer for that. So saves us an extra $3,000 from what you approved. So that's good news there. Also, I had the opportunity to tour Stratcom and Offutt Air Force Base on last Thursday. And it was a guided tour by the 55th Security Squadron. And they didn't know that I was with the group with our mask and everything. They didn't recognize me, and they didn't know I was with the NRD. And so we talked about the flooding, and they talked about the first line of defense. And they talked about defense of the base. And the tour guide said, well, obviously our first line of defense, and he pointed to the levee. He said, that's the only thing that we cannot control from the STRATCOM headquarters. He goes, we can respond to any scenario throughout the entire world, missiles, drones. He even said, if someone throws a rock, we know who did it, where they did it, where it's coming from. But he goes, we can't protect ourselves from that. And obviously they could not. So very thankful. Did talk about the Air Force Secretary that visited last. And their comment was, we're going to give this base a brand new car smell by the time we're done. So that facility is going to be completely rebuilt, all brand new buildings, brand new runway. They're getting new missions. And so you as a board and us as an organization, pat yourself on the back. Because if it wasn't for you, none of that would have occurred. And so it was great to hear that. And then finally, when they realized with the NRD, the tour turned to us for questions. This was a question and answer session from everybody on the tour, but we should have that part of the base protected, or that the base protected at the end of the year. That levee will be done. And so it's amazing when our piece gets finished at the end of the year, the runway construction starts in February. And so they're geared up, they're aligned very closely to what we do. And so that was nice to hear that. You got to tour. The devastation of those buildings is amazing. They will all be completely demolished, and then the 55th Wing is getting a brand new headquarters. And so they're very excited to have all those activities on the base and new missions. So it should stay here for a while longer, probably longer than we'll be around. The report on purchases, construction services, professional service, personal properties attached, as well as the current ongoing project with the district legal counsel. The partnership meeting for October, the minutes are attached. The next meeting is scheduled for December 3rd. And everyone have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you in December. Thank you. Do you have a question, Dr. Jones?
How much have
So the exact spending is classified. Just like any time you request information from them, for example, they had some requests that the 55th Wing was going to move or not move. And I got a chuckle out of the security squadron guy. He says, why in the world would we tell anybody where we're moving our forces? So I think about $780-90 million has been spent or will be spent. They say by the time it's completed, over $1 billion after the new buildings and everything. So that has all been obligated, allocated. And so the runway, they're ready to start tearing it up and start putting it down. So I think we're going to get some additional flying missions too, but that's classified as well.
So what you're telling me is you're spending $1 billion depending on spend our money.
Is that a question or is that just a retort? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Item 16, informational items. Please note the date. Again, I reiterate what John said about having a graceful Thanksgiving, and I hope everyone stays well with what's going on, and please pray for a vaccine as quick as possible. Item 17, we are adjourned.